in Sundarshan, they have their particular qualities. Sundarshan, Sundar, very, very beautiful. And Balaram, he's very, very chanchal. He's very moving around all the time. And they're moving together. Panchani, kanchani, vetu, venu, marali, kurala, gana, ri. They're taking care of the cows, but they're taking care of the cows is like a concert event. They're going out with the cows, but they're going out with their different instruments, and they're playing, and they're dancing as they go along. And the cows are also moving in time with those instruments that they're playing, the flutes and the reeds, and sometimes in different hand drums and different percussion instruments. So then Krishna calls out, Priya Sudama, Sridhama. Sridhama is the elder brother of Srimati Radharani, and he's very, very dear to Krishna. So he says, Priya Sudama, and Sudama Meli, let's meet together Meli, Sudama and Sridhama. Tarane Tanai Teri Keli. And Tira means the bank of the, in this case, the Jamuna, the Tarani. And Keli, let's have some pastimes there. Dabali Shanali, Auri Auri. Very nice thing. Auri Auri. What does Auri mean? Hmm? In India, they have different ways they call the cows. Mm-hmm. I've seen in Orissa, ooh, ooh, they make some particular sound, and the cows will come for that. And I'm sure in Germany, I don't know if anybody here knows that science. Those very important sciences today have been lost, and all that we know how to do is work cell phones and work with Windows, but we don't know how to call cows anymore and do important things like that. I'm sure you had different ways to call cows here in Germany. And it's not that one way is necessarily better than another way, that my cultural way is better than yours. But Krishna's calling out for the cows in this way. And he has different names for his cows. Dabali and Shamali are leaders. He has millions and millions of cows. And he has 108 different principal groups. And it's described by Jiva Goswami that Krishna has a japa mala, just like we have our japa mala. And our japa mala has 108 beads. So Krishna also has a japa mala with 108 beads. And these 108 beads, for him, he's not chanting his own names, but he's chanting the names of different cows. And there's 108 different cows who are leaders of groups. And Krishna calls out for them. Dabali and Shamali are two different cows who are leaders of particular groups. And they start coming. And all the cows in their group also come along with them. Bhayasi Kishora Mohana Bhati. So now it's describing his age, Bhayasa. He's Kishore. He's very, very young. He's Mohana Bhati. He's very, very charming in his beauty. Vadana Indu Jalada Kanti. His face is just like the Indu, the moon, Jalada Kanti. And Charu Chandri Gunja Ghara. His complexion is like a dark cloud. He has a peacock feather on top of his head, and he has some gunja mala necklace around his neck. We have a magazine we make, Sri Krishna Kathamrita. I'm just going to tease you with something. We make different issues just about Krishna Katha. And we want it to be like an artistic magazine, because the greatest expression of art in this world is devotion. Because art requires three things, we were speaking. It requires an artist, it requires the art, and it requires a connoisseur, we would say. I think it's a French word. How would you say in German, connoisseur?
Feinschmecker, vielleicht?
Someone who relishes, someone who appreciates. And that person should generally be an educated person. So in bhakti, bhakti is the art. And bhakti means that we're appreciating that the artist is the devotee, and he's offering that artist, and Krishna is appreciating. But it also becomes reversed. Krishna appreciates the devotees so much that he becomes subservient to the devotees, and Krishna wants to please them, where Krishna becomes like a devotee himself, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's the highest expression of art, where the artist and the connoisseur of the art, they reverse roles in terms of bhakti, because bhakti is such a very, very dear thing. So we're making a magazine, about Govardhan Hill. And one of our articles we've written there, it's a long story, I don't want to go into it now, but it's all about the origin of Gunja Mala. Why Gunja Mala? Why those little insignificant berries are more dear to Krishna than pearls. A very wonderful thing. And he describes it, Bhavani Madana Bhanare, that his face is just like Cupid, the god of love. Agama Nigama Vedasar. Amongst the Agama and Nigama Shastras, the Vedic literatures, he's Vedasar, he's the Sar, the essence of it. Sar means essence. Sar also is another meaning in Orissa and West Bengal. We see in the villages, they'll cook down some milk to make burfi or something. And the essence of that milk, the hardest part of it, that's the sar, the cream. So Krishna is also the cream of that. The cream means something very, very sweet. And very, so it's not just giving the idea of something essential, but it's also giving the idea of something very, very sweet. And in particular, Lila Kodutu, and there's a misspelled word here, it's not Gota, but it's Goshta. Goshta is a place where they herd the cows. Goshta Bihar. He's relishing the pastime of herding the cows. And you can't really appreciate this, I don't think, very much living in modern Berlin. You don't really know what it means to be a cowherd boy. It sounds a little romantic, maybe. We have American Westerns about the cowboys. And Krishna's cowboy is not like that, of course. But also in India, if someone is a gwala, as we say in Hindi, a gwala means someone who takes care of the cows, that's almost like a synonym for that would be like retarded, or like someone really, really backward. It's like the most backward kind of thing you can possibly do. It means they have basically no education. They're just an extremely simple person. So it's a really beautiful thing, in a way, that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's taken the role of the most simple position that we can possibly imagine. And he's doing that simple position not because he's not educated. He's Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham. He's the knower of the Vedas. He's the source of all the Vedas. But he's doing that because out of devotion to the cows, and out of appreciation for his simple devotees in Braj who take care of the cows. And it illustrates to us also the importance of simplicity. We were speaking about this in the car, and it's something we don't really think about. It's a very interesting cultural revolution going on in a subtle way in the world today. The World Bank, they have different slogans. One of the slogans is we should educate everyone in the world. Education is a solution, and we should end all poverty. And that sounds so nice, and we all appreciate that very much. But if you look at it a little bit deeper, it means something else. It means wholesale destruction of traditional cultures all over the world. Because their idea of education is the same education everywhere for everyone, and that you should, the really high-class person becomes a doctor. A really high-class person becomes a lawyer. In the kind of culture that we've created in America and Germany and the West, and traditional cultures where they take care of cows or they take care of the land, those people are considered, we may humor them a little bit. That's sweet, that's nice. But really we want to educate those people. And it's ironic, as we were mentioning, they've done some statistics, and when they go to educate people like that, only maybe 10% of the people actually become doctors or lawyers. And the other people get jobs in factories and menial type of things. And although we want to eliminate poverty, poverty has greatly, greatly increased since we started doing this. Because people are leaving their simple farms, their places in Nepal and Tibet and India and other places where they were taking care of the cows and they were growing their own food and they were self-sufficient. They were simple. They didn't have a television or a computer or even electricity very often. But they were happy and peaceful. And they had a culture. They had a deep religious culture in each place. And now they're going to the schools, and the young people don't know how to take care of the cows. They don't know how to do any gardening. They don't know how to sew their own clothes or make a house or do these kind of things anymore. And instead, they're going to the cities, and they're getting cell phones and jeans and pornography, and they're pursuing all those kind of things. And what's happening is when they go to the city with this bright vision, I'm going to become great and I'm going to get all this money, I have this education for that, all they're doing is they're moving into the slums in Mumbai and Kolkata and in Delhi and other places, and they don't have anything. And they can't really go back to their traditional places either, because we've spoiled them. We've told them now they've become addicted to cell phones and all these kind of things, and they don't know how to grow their own food and take care of the cows and things. And people are losing it, and we're losing cultures all over the world. I'm sorry, that's a pet peeve of mine. So that was a little side thing. So Krishna's herding the cows, and there's a very deep purport to that, herding the cows. It's not just an ignorant thing, it's a very, very beautiful thing. And Nasira Mahmuda Karuta Asha, he has this Asha, the author of the song Nasir Mahmud, this hope, that this Charane Sharana Dhanuri, is very, very beautiful poetic language in the song, that Krishna will grant him refuge or shelter in his lotus feet.
Thank you.
together. Pour your heart for the pleasure of turning up others.
Hare Krishna.
Jai Subhadra, Jai Bhakti Dhatri, Jai Subhadra, Jai.
Gopabriksham Gopala Gada Ratidam Yeti Singha Gora Govinda Deshi Kavaram Satatam Namami. Listen. Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachida Bachia Dile Kakola Hey Premananda, hey Mona Goranga, Vidoya Dariya Gola, Vaja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, Kaha Gorangira Nama Rambolo,
Vaja Goranga, Kaha Goranga, Kaha Gorangira Nama
Rambolo, Jejana Goranga, Vaja Sehoi, Amara Prana Re. Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Abhidana Parama Pumata Tismai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva sambhaya pitva rishayus tat priya janaha Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana rupaka Gopala Raghunathapta Vrajabala bapahima Vanchakopadarubhischa Kripa sindhu devacha
Patitana pavanibhyo Krishna vibhyo namo
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vaishnava Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
People oftentimes speak about the feeling that you get when you walk into a sanctified place like a church, a temple. There's no translation going on, right? Does anybody here, if you don't understand me, raise your hand.
Chaitanya, magst du?
Ja, ich übersetze in Deutsch, wer möchte dabei sein.
Okay, he's the man.
He's the man.
He'll correct whatever mistakes I make. You go listen to him. I'm sorry, I'm just coming from Ukraine.
It's really good.
And I'm used to having translations all the time, so it's going to be a little different. So, we have this idea when we go to a great church, it's a very sanctified place, and you feel something like that. Personally, I'm not so thrilled by these big churches and temples and things. There is some feeling to be had there. But I find the feeling in a small, intimate group of devotees like this to be much, much deeper. Because Krishna, he says that sadhava hridayam mayam, sadhanam hridayam tvaham, that the devotees are my heart. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur commented on this verse, and he says that Krishna is a super soul, but the devotees are the super soul of the super soul. Krishna's in everyone's heart, but the devotees are in the hearts of Krishna. So it's not a light thing, it's not a cheap thing just to try to enter into some assembly. It's not an easy thing anywhere to try to go and give a lecture, especially to most people, that you know, a group of people, the most of which you don't know. You feel a little bit intimidated. And then what to speak of if it's actually a very intimate setting of bhakti, of devotion, where devotees have developed some bonds together through the process of hearing and chanting. Krishna says in the 11th canto to Uddhava, Parasparana katanam pavanam bhagavadyasa mito ratimitastustir nivita mita atmanam. He says that we should learn how to associate with devotees. Not such a simple thing. We should learn how to associate, and we do that by coming together and having Krishna katha. What kind of Krishna katha? Rupa Goswami says, Guyam Akyati Prichati. Should be something very, very intimate. So I don't know most of you. Can I ask you a question? Do you mind? Huh? Is there anybody here, don't feel embarrassed, it's okay. Really, it's all right. Is anybody here who's not a vegetarian? Raise your hand. Huh? It's okay, because Garuda, he's a very famous devotee, Garuda is a non-vegetarian Vaishnava. Huh? It's not necessarily terrible if you're a non-vegetarian, but I'm just curious. Okay, so everybody here is a vegetarian. So it probably wouldn't be very confidential if I talked to you about reasons why you should be vegetarian from the Bible, or health reasons like that. You might not have, you know, why is he speaking about this thing to us, right? We should speak something which is confidential from the heart for devotees. And Krishna says, Parasparana Katanam. It's not a lecture. It's not like a sermon in the church where someone is preaching at people who are lesser than himself. But it's a Vaishnava Sangha. And a Vaishnava Sangha is characterized by paraspara. That word's an important word. It means there's some back and forth. And there's some discussion amongst the Vaishnavas. It indicates the concept that the speaker is not like the big person. I'm going too fast.
Somebody is more fluent in English and translating
to German.
I
really
much
like
He's professional.
He's professional. It's his job.
It's not easy. It's harder to translate than it is to give a talk. After about 40 or 50 minutes, you see that a lot of the translators, their brains melt and they start coming out the page. It's not a pretty thing. So have pity on translators. So, Parasparana Katanam Pavanam Bhagavadyasa. In a Vaishnava Sangha, the important thing is Krishna. Not that somebody's coming to preach to someone, or become famous, or God forbid, just try to get money, or exploit people for some fame or something. We feel offended. We feel like we're being raped in such an assembly like that. But in an assembly where the motivation is sincerely just to glorify Krishna, keep Krishna in the center, we feel very, very happy in such an assembly. And it's a two-way street. The speaker may have that motivation, famously, but the listeners may also. Sometimes they take notes because I want to learn all this information. It's information-oriented on their part, and they want to collect something so then they can also use it and they can become famous themselves, or they can get something out of it for their own pleasure. I heard katha for many years from a very elderly saintly sadhu who was very close with my Guru Maharaj. And he would never let me take notes. I couldn't figure it out. So he's such a learned person, I started to bring a tape recorder. He wouldn't allow that either. Oh, come on. So I stuck it inside my beat bag one day. And I brought it and I set it down. Good, right? And someone sitting next to me, I said, Madhavananda, why do you have a tape recorder inside your bead bag? And this sadhu teacher, he said, well, turn it off, stop that. Okay, I felt a little sorry, right, for that. But I felt even worse when I started noticing that other devotees were taking notes, and he didn't stop them. And then other people were coming and bringing tape recorders, and he didn't stop them, but he was stopping me. Why is that? And then later I heard that you can't capture someone inside of a tape recorder. You can't capture someone inside of your notes. You can get some information. But our purpose is not information collection. Our purpose is to be Anubhav. We want to follow the mood of the speaker. We want to try to capture the feelings. And that, dear Sadhu was giving me that thing. He wouldn't let me collect the information. But he wanted instead that I should try to collect his mood, his feelings. So that's the purpose of our Vaishnav Sangha. I just wanted to mention that before we try to say a few words about Bhagavan today. In our society, we like to begin by hearing something from Srila Prabhupada. So I'd like to just read a few words from a lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave in Bombay on Balaram's appearance day, on the 2nd of January, 1975. The first expansion of the unlimited forms of Krishna is Balaram, Baladev. In the Upanishads, it is stated, Nayam Atma Bala Hinena Labhyaha. Atma. The Supreme Soul cannot be understood without being favored by Balaram. Atma, the Supreme Soul, cannot be understood without being favored by Balaram. This statement is sometimes misunderstood to be referring to bodily strength. Atma, the Supreme Soul, cannot be understood without physical strength because the word Bala means power. It also indicates Balaram. So some people say that without physical strength, you can't understand the Supreme Soul. But if that were true, then Arnold Schwarzenegger would be the greatest devotee in the world, right? People with big muscles would be great devotees. We don't necessarily see that. So Prabhupada says, that is not the fact. Balahinena means that one who is not favored by Balaram or Nityananda cannot make any progress to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the real meaning. Balaram is Guru Tattva. And Balaram is present in this age as Nityananda. So, Balahinena Labhya does not mean without any physical strength. It means that one has to get the favor of Nityananda Prabhu. We should understand and contemplate something about the position of Balaram on this day. We could try, if we tried to speak about Balaram, and we spoke for all day long, for thousands of years, for millions of years, you'd never exhaust the topic about Balaram. Balaram cannot be understood just by dint of our intelligence. And indeed, the process of bhakti, we shouldn't misunderstand and think, as I was intimating earlier, that the process of bhakti is information collection. If it's information collection, then the Supreme Guru would be Google, right? And you just Google whatever you want to know, and you can get it, and all your problems are solved. But Google doesn't solve problems. Google can only give us one-dimensional information that we can try to act upon. We need something more. We need the mercy of Krishna. So, in many different literatures, it's described the important position of Balaram. We don't always think so much about that. Sometimes in our worship, our deity worship in ISKCON, when we offer bhoga, I've been a pujari priest in many different temples, head priest, I've installed deities and done different things, and I know a little something of what devotees think of this. And many times they think everything should be in threes or fives. Three sticks of incense, five sticks of incense, three sweets, five sweets. But in Braj, they say no. You may have three pieces of incense, that's okay. But when you offer bhoga, it should be two pieces, or four, or six, or eight. It should always be in divisions of two. Why is that? Because when we approach the Lord, there has to be two elements. There has to be the Lord Himself, and there has to be the devotee. And therefore we worship Radha and Krishna. And therefore we consider Balaram and Krishna. Because there's a kind of non-dual substance between these two. When the presence of love is there, then the lover and the beloved, in one sense, become one. And this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. He's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. And although we won't go in that direction today, it's a very long discussion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. And so when Balaram Heno Nittai, when Balaram comes as Nittai, he's also a combined incarnation. Because if he was only Balaram, then how would he be able to properly serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every way? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject. He's not just a one thing, but he's duality. He's one on the outside, but he's two on the inside. Radha and Krishna have come together. There's union and separation in one container inside of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. On the outside, he's feeling separation. But on the inside, there's union. And Nittai, Balaram Heno Nittai, Balaram has come to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Try to understand this. How can Balaram do that? How can Nittai do that if he's only one, if he's only Balaram? He only understands the male aspect of devotion. Whereas Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of both the female and the male aspect. I mentioned earlier that Srimati Radharani has an elder brother. His name is Sridham. But what many devotees don't know, she also has a younger sister. And the younger sister of Radharani is Ananga Manjari. And according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in some of his discussions, some of his articles, according to some different Gaudiya literatures, it's a long subject, I won't go on this in depth, but just to touch on it, Nityananda Prabhu is not just Balaram. But Nityananda is a combined form of Balaram and Ananga Manjari. Otherwise, how would Nityananda be able to serve properly in every way? How would he be able to understand the deep emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So this is also somewhat intimated in the Adi Sanhita. Ya Krishna Sopi Rama, Ya Krishna Sopi Rama, Shadyo Rama Krishna Evasa, Anayor Antaradarshi Sangsaranani Vartate. That it says that Ya Krishna Sopi Rama, that person who's Krishna is also Ram. And Rama is also Krishna. And anyone who sees Balaram and Krishna as being different, that person, samsara na nivartante, they'll never be able to leave this material world. The Adi Sanhita says. If you see some difference between Balaram and Krishna, there's no difference. But we see a difference here on the altar. Balaram is white, Krishna is black. Indraduna Maharaj, he gave a wonderful lecture a few years ago in South Africa at a Rat Theatre Festival, and he said, this is the real union of cultures. We have the blacks and the whites and the yellow. We have everyone here. This is Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. We see some difference externally, but internally, they're one in their heart. They're one in devotion because there's so much love between Krishna and Balaram. Similarly, in the Uttar Kanda of the Padma Purana, it said, Yo vai Krishna savai ramo, yo rama Krishna eva sa, yo vai yo nantaram mesti prasida tvam jaganmaya. That person who's Krishna is certainly Balaram, and Balaram is certainly Krishna. These two, Balaram and Krishna, are non-different. And we should understand this. In the Harivamsa Purana, Vaishampayana describes Eka Karyantaragatav Eka Deho Dvidakrito Eka Charyo Mahaviryav Eka Shasisutangato. This pair, there's a nice poetic translation been given. This pair acts for one purpose. Although appearing different, this pair is one body. This pair has split into two. This pair moves and walks as one. This pair is greatly chivalrous. This pair of one substance appears in the bodies of two young boys. Rame Krishna cha yo jivo vibhunatman karoti cha vasopi nirayeta shabadantiti maharshaya. That personality, that jiva, who makes a distinction between the souls of Balaram and Krishna, it says that Pinaraye Niraye Tasya, that person is actually living in hell. They see some difference between Balaram and Krishna. And indeed, Maharshaya, this is spoken by great sages, by great rishis. But we see some difference between Balaram and Krishna, just as we see some difference between Radha and Krishna. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that although at the beginning the two were one, they became two for the sake of pastimes, and now again they've become one as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they're one in their purpose. And similarly, Balaram and Krishna. Krishna carries a flute, and he's known as Vamsidhar. Balaram, he traditionally carries a plow. He's known as Haladhar. Dara means someone who carries. And he's also known as Dharanidhara. Dharanidhara means that person who carries that which is carrying everyone else. What is carrying everyone? The earth. But that personality who carries the earth, who's known as Ananta Sesh, he's Dharanidhara. And he's Haladhar. Why does he carry a plow? You may know that Jiva Goswami, he describes who is it attacked Dwarka 16 times, was it?
Shaila? Attacking? Shaila?
Sishupal? No.
No.
My brain's going. Jarasandha, thank you, Krishna. She always helps me. So Jarasandha, he attacked Dwarka so many times. And all the residents of Dwarka, they were terrified. He has these huge armies of millions of people attacking. And they started calling out to Balaram and Krishna, please help us. And so Balaram and Krishna walked outside of the gates of the city, just the two of them alone, facing millions of the greatest warriors of the time, who were fully armed with all kinds of very powerful weapons. And Krishna and Balaram were just standing there. And not only were they just standing there, but Krishna, he had a bow and arrow. Balaram came out with a plow. And when Jarasandha saw that, he started laughing. He said, look, he's a farmer. Isn't that cute? He's a village boy. And barely had he gotten those words out of his mouth, Jiva Goswami says. And then in the space of about 1 second, his entire army was wiped out and killed by Krishna and Balaram, by that farm boy with his plow. Why does he carry a plow? Why does Krishna carry a flute? These two things represent two principles, Karshana and Akarshana. Akarshana means to attract, and Karshana means to plow. So first is Balaram. Balaram appears first in the womb of Devaki, and that's a very long katha. Probably some of you are familiar with some of the mysteries of that, as described by Srila Prabhupada in his commentaries on the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. If you're not familiar with it, it's a very wonderful discussion of why six children appeared before Balaram, and then why did Balaram, what was the necessity of Balaram appearing in the womb of Devaki before Krishna? It's a long subject. But the necessity is there because Balaram was preparing the womb for Devaki. And in the same way, Balaram carries his plow. Sometimes he carries a club, because we're really dull. If you're really dull, then he has to hit you on the head. Pridhananda Maharaj was giving a lecture once, and he said that it's just like you're arguing with someone, and they won't, and you defeated them, but they won't accept defeat. So then you pick up a hammer, and you hit them on the head with a hammer. And he said, there, I've hit you on the head with a hammer. And the other person says, no, you didn't. What can you do with people like that? So therefore, Balaram has a club for people like that, to really, really dull. He hits them on the head with that. But he has a plow. Why? To plow the land. And the plow takes out all the weeds, and it prepares for fertilization. Akarshana, and then there's first Karshana, and then Akarshana. Before we become attracted to the sound of Krishna's flute, our heart needs to be plowed. And this function is served by Gurudev, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has described in one lecture. He said that we trust a sadhu. A sadhu is someone we trust. And we go to that sadhu, and we reveal our heart. We open up our heart to that person, and we tell that person things that we wouldn't tell our wife, our mother, our best friend, or anyone else in the world. We bare our heart. And he says, then what does a sadhu do? Then the sadhu takes your heart, and he puts it on the wooden block, and he takes the sacrificial knife in the form of unpleasant words, and he cuts. That's what the sadhu does. And he says, actually, the word sadhu means to cut. The sadhu has no other meaning than this. Sadhu is not someone who flatters us. Oh, you're such a nice person. I think you're probably the most beautiful person in the room. And very educated and very humble. And can I borrow some money from you? A sadhu doesn't do like that. A sadhu doesn't flatter us. If a sadhu flatters us, then the sadhu becomes our enemy, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says. But rather the sadhu speaks with cutting words. And this is served by Balaram with a plow. He comes and he plows our hearts so that we can hear, we can understand the sound of Krishna's flute. So Krishna and Balaram are very, very dear to all the devotees. We have our email magazine. I was mentioning we have a printed magazine as well. I'd like to tell you a story that we printed a few years ago in 2011 in our 257th issue. And this is from a book called Bhakti Ratnakar, which is written by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, very amazing Vaishnava. And it speaks about Jiva Goswami and how Jiva Goswami, when he was just a young boy, he was a different kind of child. He didn't like to play with the other children. He didn't like to do any kind of activities that didn't have a connection with Krishna. And this is an interesting story because Jiva Goswami was a very famous devotee of Radha and Krishna. Who are the deities worshipped by Jiva Goswami? Radha Damodar. In Vrindavan, those deities are still there today. And Srila Prabhupada was staying in that temple. But not only was he a devotee of Radha and Krishna, but Jiva Goswami, from his very youth, was also very, very attached to Krishna and Balaram. And he had little deities of Krishna and Balaram. And as Jiva Goswami was growing up, he would daily, just like children play with dolls, he would bathe those deities and dress them and offer sandalwood paste and ornaments. He would bow down before them. And Narahari Chakravarti Thakur says that a very common aspect of his worship of those deities was that he would simply cry. Jiva Goswami would sit in front of those deities and just cry and cry and bow down before them. And he would offer different nice sweets before the deities. And he loved these deities of Krishna and Balaram so much that even when he was alone, he would just sit for hours and hours and play with these deities of Krishna and Balaram. And at night, no matter how hard his mother tried to discourage him, he would keep those deities clutched to his chest while he was laying there, sleeping. And all his parents, they thought, anyway, he's just playing. But still, they weren't able to separate those deities from their son. Jiva Goswami was so very, very attached to those deities. And everyone became very happy to see how attached Jiva Goswami was to Krishna and Balaram. Now, Krishna and Balaram have appeared in this age as Gaura and Nittai. And Gaura Nithai, they were so pleased by Jiva Goswami's love for them, because when we worship Krishna and Balaram, you're also worshiping Gaura Nithai. Or when you worship Gaura Nithai, you're also worshiping Krishna Balaram. Gaura Nithai was so attached, they appreciated so much his love for them, they became bound up by him. And they came to him in a dream. And Jiva Goswami was very charmed to see the beautiful bluish-blackish form of Krishna, and how Balaram was white like a conch shell, and how the two of them looked like Cupid personified, and how they were enchanting the entire universe with their beauty. And suddenly Krishna and Balaram disappeared, and then he saw Gaura and Nityananda. And he saw that the whole universe had become pervaded by the scent, by the aroma of their bodies. And Jiva Goswami became very ecstatic, and he fell down at the feet of Sri Sri Gaura Nityananda, and he placed his head on their feet. And then Gaura Nityananda, they embraced Jiva Goswami with great affection. And at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offered Jiva Goswami to the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu told him, no, 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 you let my Gaura Prabhu be your life and soul. And then Jiva Goswami woke up after having such a dream. So we don't see a difference between Gaura Nithai and Krishna Balaram. A question arises, why is it that Balaram comes as the older brother of Krishna? Because we can see in Ram Lila, the same Balaram, he appeared as Lakshman. But Lakshman came as the younger brother, and he had to obey the instructions of Krishna. But in Krishna Lila, the same Lakshman came, and in this pastime, he came as the older brother. This is described very nicely in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I have a habit, I like to sing these Bengali Paya verses. So you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Ramira Charitra Sabhantu Kera Karan Svatam Jali Laya Dukha Sahini Lakshman. That the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra for Lakshman were dukkara karan. They were full of all kinds of unhappiness. Really. Lakshman was so happy serving his older brother Ramachandra. That was his life and soul. He was doing everything. And then one day, Lord Ramachandra, he returned to the palace and said, oh, this is my wife, Sita. Okay. And Lakshman continued carrying on his services, but Sita became a little unhappy. And after some days, she approached Ramachandra, and she said, my dear Pati, look, I'm your wife. This guy's your brother. He has some right. I understand that. He had, but I also have a right. And I should have some right to be with you and to serve you in an intimate way. And he can't do everything. So at that time, Lord Ramachandra called for Lakshman. And he said, look, my wife has spoken. So you have to follow what she's saying. So now we're going to divide the services. And the services inside the house for Sita Devi. And Lakshman, you're not going to do those things. And then the services outside, we fight demons and do things like that. And that's for Lakshman. So Lakshman couldn't say anything because he's a younger brother. And when you're the younger brother in India, you do what the older brother says. So he wasn't very happy about it. Similarly, when Karan Dushan came with 8,000 Rakshasas to fight with Ram and Lakshman, Lakshman became in ecstasy. He was really happy. Finally, I get a chance for a good fight. Lakshman really liked to fight very much. At that time, Lord Ramachandra turned to him and he said, Lakshman, I want you to take Sita and take her up and keep her in the cave there and protect her. And I'll fight by myself. And he couldn't say anything because he's a younger brother. Ramachandra is the older brother, so he can't say anything. Similarly, when Sita was kidnapped, and then they went to Lanka, and they fought against Ravan, so many things happened. And finally, at the end of that Ramayana, into the section, Ravan was killed. At that time, Sita was reunited with Lord Ramachandra. And then at that time, Lord Ramachandra called for Lakshman and said, Lakshman, I want you to do something. I want you to make a fire. And you put Sita in the fire. And Lakshman really didn't like that at all. How am I going to put Sita in the fire? I'm going to burn. But Lord Ramachandra ordered. And Lakshman had to do that. And Lord Ram was doing it to prove the purity of Sita. She came out of the fire. It's a long story. There's other aspects of it we could tell. I won't go in that direction right now. But Lakshman was very unhappy. And then they went back to Ayodhya and everything was hunky-dory. We say in America, it was very happy. And one day, Lord Ramachandra said, I want to hear what the citizens are saying about my rule. And so he went out and he went to the house of a washerman. And he heard this washerman criticizing his wife. And he told his wife, where were you last night? You didn't come home. You stayed out all night by yourself. And the wife was saying, I'm sorry something happened. I couldn't get back. And the husband said, look, don't think I'm like that wishy-washy Ramachandra who just sentimentally accepts his wife back, Sita, even though she's been living for so long with Ravan. I'm not like that. I'm stronger than him. You get out. You can't come here anymore. So when Ramachandra heard that, Ramachandra is Maryada Purushottam. He is the embodiment of Veda Maryada. He always does what's right. And as the ideal king, he belongs to the people. He belongs to the people even before he belongs to his wife or his own personal considerations. He has to act for their pleasure. And he has to be an ideal ruler. So he called for Lakshman and said, Lakshman, I want you to do something. Yes, my dear brother, what is it? Well, tomorrow I want you to take Sita on a chariot and tell her that you're going out to the forest. And I want you to take her there and I want you to leave her in the forest. And I'm going to reject her. And Lakshman was devastated because Lakshman had so much devotion for Sita. But he had to follow the order of his elder brother. And so he did that. He told Sita that Rama said we should go to the forest. Sita was very happy. Oh, I was so happy in the forest, in the Dundak forest. That was the best. And now we're in this big city. I don't like the big cities. That sounds very good. Let's go for a picnic, something in the village. And they were going. And she couldn't understand. Lakshman, why do you look so unhappy? Why are you crying? And Lakshman said, it's nothing. Don't worry. And he had to take her out in the forest. And then he told her that, I'm very sorry, but I have to leave you because your husband is given this order because he's the ideal king. And he has to show, he has to set the proper example for the people. Very difficult pastime to understand. So anyway, Lakshman was not very happy about that. And so, it said, Nisheda korite nare jati chotabai Mona Dari Rahi Lakshmana Mani Duga Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama He was a Chotabai. He was a little brother. So Niseda Korite Nare. He couldn't tell. He couldn't refuse the instructions from Lord Ramachandra. And Mona Dari, he was just quiet. And Duga Pai, he suffered so much unhappiness. Krishna avatare jeshta hoila seva karam Krishna ke karaila nana supa ashvata Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So when Krishna appeared, Balaram said, okay, I'll come with you. But I'm not coming as your younger brother anymore. Now I'm coming as your older brother. Because as the older brother, known as Dauji, it's an affectionate expression in Hindi, in Brijbasi language in Braj. Dauji is the elder brother of Krishna. Then he can protect Krishna. And Krishna has to listen to Balaram. He doesn't have to accept any kind of instructions like that anymore. Because for Balaram, his everything is to serve Krishna. That's the only desire that he has in his heart. So I had a number of different stories that I wanted to tell you, but it's a little bit short, our time. So I'm just going to satisfy myself with one story which I doubt very seriously any of you have heard, because I don't know how many Bengali scholars we have in the presence today. This is from a book called Vrindavan Lilamrita, which is written a few hundred years ago by a devotee named Nanda Kishore Goswami. And he was a devotee in the line of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he's described in the 18th chapter of his book about a place near Nandishwar, where Krishna and Balaram were growing up. And that place was known as Gendukur. Gendu means a ball in Bengali. So that was the place, Gendukur, where they were playing with a ball. And one day, Krishna and Balaram were playing. When they would play, sometimes they would play with a fruit, and they would throw the fruit, and the other boy would take a stick, like baseball, and they would hit the other fruit, and the other boy would try to catch it, and then if they catch the ball, then they would run and try to touch them with it. So one day they were playing with this bat and a ball, and they were there with Sridham and Vasudham and different cowherd boys. They'd come there with the cows. And they were playing games with the boys. And the boys had dust smeared all over their bodies. And they were all very, very excited playing these games. But one couldn't defeat the other. And then finally, Krishna, he hit one of the balls really, really hard. And Balaram jumped up and he caught it. And then Balaram started running. And Krishna and his friends started running from Balaram. And at that time, Krishna's friends, they called out to Balaram, Daka Diya Krishna Jukta Kai Balarame Musabara Prati Kroga Chadaha Apani Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Chalacha, Chanchala, he's a little restless. He gets a little angry easily too. And in playing in this game, his eyes were getting red because the other boys were defeating him and that. So he was running after Krishna and his friends. And those boys, Daka means to call out, Daka Diya Krishna Juta, Kahi Balaram. He said, Hey Balaram, don't be angry with us. Mosa Bada Prati Krodha. Krodha means anger. Give up your anger for us. And if you give up your anger for us, we'll give you something very nice. Look, if you give up your anger for us, then we'll give you as much honey as you want to drink. Balaram is very, very attached to honey. You can just don't bother us anymore. When Balaram heard that, he started laughing. And then Krishna's friends, they brought a huge amount of honey to Balaram. And Balaram started drinking pot after pot, big pots of honey. Now what happens if you start drinking lots of honey? For some of the older devotees in here on Balaram Purnima, we used to have a very special preparation. I don't know if you have this time. Maybe they're okay. It's called the Varuni beverage. And I don't think it has any alcohol in it, but if you drink more than a few liters of it, as was always encouraged, then you might end up rolling on the ground and laughing and getting very, very intoxicated. And so Balaram, he started drinking huge amounts of this honey. And after he started drinking the honey, his head kind of started moving in a funny way in his body because he was becoming intoxicated. And at that time, it said that Emata Sahasi Keva Hoi Balavan, he saw his own reflection in one of the pots of honey that were there. And when he saw his own reflection there in that pot of honey, he said, Hey, Who's drinking the honey from my pot? He's a little bit intoxicated. Amare na jana ami rohini nanda takira kate toma. Kind of rolling around in a drunken way, said, "Hey, who do you think you are? Amare na jana, you don't know who I am. I am the son of Rohini, and you're in big, big trouble." That honey alone, it belongs to me, or I'm going to give you a good punch. And the person in the pot that he saw his own reflection didn't leave. So what did he do? He, with a great punch, he hit that pot and he broke the pot, and all the honey went all over the ground. And at that time, all the cowherd boys began to laugh and laugh. And Krishna smiled very sweetly. And he said, "Balaram, who is so powerful they could drink your honey? Who is powerful enough to challenge you? So you come, let's continue playing like this." So Balaram, it seems like he sometimes becomes intoxicated. But we shouldn't misunderstand and think that he's intoxicated like we may become intoxicated today by drinking too much Varuni beverage. I don't know. His intoxication is not like that. But Balaram's intoxication is an intoxication of love. He loves Krishna so very, very much. And so he comes as the Avadhut, Lord Nityananda. And it's described, we translated some very wonderful verses a few years ago, imprinted in one of our magazines. O Daryena Sukama Dinu Divishad Rakshendu Chintamani Brindam Brahma Sukham Chasundarataya Kandarpa Brindam Prabhum Vatsalyena Sumatridena Nichayam Vispadinam Nandinam Nityananda Maham Namami Satyatam Premabdi Samvadinam. That Nityananda Aham Namami Satyatam. Satyatam means again and again and again. I offer my obeisances to that personality is Premabdi Samvardinam, who's distributing, who's expanding love. And Lord Nityananda has a very special mood. He's none different from Balaram. And on Balaram Purnima, we also worship Nityananda Prabhu. He's a very special kind of mercy. Odaryena Sukamadena. When you speak about his Odarya, Odarya means his munificence, his kindness. Odaryena Sukamadena. You might compare him to the Kamadenu cow. Famous cow, which would give anything that you requested from the cow. He says, but no, he defeats the Kamadenu cow. You may compare him to Rakshendu, Indra, who pours down rain. He's so kind, he gives rain all over the world. But Lord Nityananda is more kind. Lord Balaram is more kind than Indra. You may compare him, Rakshendu Chintamani, to the Chintamani stone. The Chintamani stone is a very famous stone, which is said that if you touch it to some iron, it turns it into gold. This is, but also Lord Nityananda, Brindam Brahma Sukham, it defeats that also. And Brindam Brahma Sukham, the happiness, the sukha that he gives, it easily defeats the happiness of Brahman. And his beauty, Sundarataya Kandarpa Brindam Prabhum, he's more beautiful than millions and millions of cupids. And the affection that he has, Vatsalyena Sumatridenu Nichayam Visparinam Nandinam. The affection that he has defeats the affection of millions and millions of mothers that mothers have for their children, that cows have for their calves. So merciful is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So merciful is Lord Balaram. And they're merciful because he's drinking this Varuni beverage, not just of ordinary honey, but he's drinking this madhu of the holy name. This madhu which can, this name, which contains the name of Krishna in it. So I'd like to finish our discussion by teaching all of you a short song. Okay? It's a short song. Don't worry. It won't be very hard. This is a song they sing in Orissa. In Orissa, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a little famous. Practically any village you go to, they do Asaprahara Kirtan, 24-hour Kirtan on Ekadasis and different days. Practically many times you can hear three or four different groups doing the Kirtan. We live in Jagannath Puri. We hear every Ekadasi, you can hear so many Kirtans going on, Hare Krishna Mantra all night long. And it's a common thing, even amongst the smartas, the people who are very ritualistic. When there's a wedding ceremony, they initiate the bride into the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as part of the wedding ceremony to purify her, they say. So they also have a nice poem about the Maha Mantra. It's just two stanzas and a few words. So I'd like you to please repeat this after me to try to understand something of what Lord Balaram is getting to relish. Okay? So listen carefully. Rama.
Rama.
Nama.
Rama.
Rama Nama.
Rama Nama.
Ladua.
Ladua.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Rama Nama Ladua.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Nama.
Nama.
Krishna Nama.
Krishna Nama.
Ghi.
Ghi.
Krishna Nama Ghi.
Krishna Nama Ghi.
Rama Nama Ladua, 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 Krishna Nama Ghi.
Hari.
Hari.
Nama.
Nama.
Hari Nama.
Hari Nama.
That's the hardest part. Kanda.
Kanda.
Kira.
Kira.
Kanda Kira.
Kanda Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira.
Gori.
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 Gori Gori.
Gori Gori.
Pi.
Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Gori Gori Pi.
Hari Nama Kanda. Gori Gori Pi.
Hari Nama Kanda Gori Gori Pi.
Hari Nama Kanda Kira 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 Gori Gori Pi.
You're catching on. Okay. So it has a nice meaning that the name of Lord Ram, Rama Lama Ladua, is just like a very nice ladu. Everybody likes ladus, right? Rama Nama Ladua. And Krishna Nama Ghee. The name of Krishna is just like some very nice fragrant ghee. Rama Nama Ladua. You take the Rama Nama Ladua and the Krishna Nama Ghee and you add the Hari Nama Kandakira, the name of Lord Hari, which is just like very nice sweet rice. Kira means sweet rice in Ariya. Hari Nama Kandakira, and then what do you do with the Rama Nama Ladu, the Krishna Nama Ghee, and the Hari Nama Kandakira, Gori Gori, you mix them all together, and pee, you drink it. Rama Nama Ladu. Patitanam Bhavani. Thank you very much. I'm very sorry.
Thank you very, very much. Madhavananda Prabhu ki.
Jai!
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai!
We continue now with the Pushpanjali ceremony, so I need somebody to go around and distribute some flower petals, and I would like to ask all of you to come forward, don't be shy. Come as close as possible to Lord Balaram, so our flower petals reach him, and maybe Madhavananda Prabhu.
I like it.